أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا. إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا فأتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة ووجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا. قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا. وأما من آمن وعمل صالحا فله جزاء الحسنى وسنقول له من أمرنا يسرا. ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ مطلع الشمس وجدها تطلع على قوم لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترا. كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا. ثم أتبع سببا. And they ask you about Zulqarnain. Who this Zulqarnain is exactly? The Quran Sharif doesn't give any type of clarity in that regard, that who is this. The purpose of the Quran Sharif is not to give historical evidence, rather it is to teach us some important concepts and lessons. So things of a secondary nature have been left out, and things that will improve our understanding, reasoning, bring us to the right goals and ends have been considered. The third question that the Jews had put forth was about the Zulqarnain. So say, I will recite some aspect and some portion of his story to you. We had established him in power and control on the earth and given him means and ways for all the ends that he had desired. He had set out to conquer and to see that the word of Allah Ta'ala prevails in all the land. So all the means and the ways that were required were bestowed to him. So he set on one path until he reached the setting of the sun. He found it setting in a murky, dark spring, and he found a people near it. So he said to him, O Zulqarnain, you have the right to either punish them or to treat them with kindness. So he replied, as for the one who does wrong, then we will punish him. And then he will be sent back to his Rabb, and his Rabb will punish him with an untold punishment. And the one who does righteous works and believes, and for him will be a goodly reward, and we will arrange for ease in all his matters by our command. Then he set on a different path until he reached the rising of the sun. He found it rising upon a people who had no protecting cover, against the sun. So he left them in this condition, in this state, and we had been fully aware of all that which was with Zulqarnain. In the Quran Sharif speaks about he reached the rising of the sun, or the sun, he found it setting in a dark, murky spring. The literal meaning obviously is not meant. What is meant here, what is implied, is that when you reach the furthest human habitat, that in that zamana is more or less coming around the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, approximately 3,000 or 4,000 years from now. So this is his zamana. And when we speak about the sun, he reached the point of the setting of the sun. In other words, the furthest point that he could see the sun setting, furthest human habitat where he could see the setting of the sun. Obviously, when you come to an ocean and you see the setting or the rising of the sun, and it is pierced before the person, as though the sun has set into the ocean, or as though the sun is rising from the ocean. So the Quran Sharif speaks the language that people will understand. It's not a book of science. So when he's gone with this intention, with this plan of spreading the word of Allah Ta'ala, so Allah Ta'ala granted him that type of means and power that he could access any place that he wanted, all the means that was required to conquer, all the means that were required to rule and administer, all that was bestowed to him. Until ثُمَّ أَدْبَعَ سَبَبًا, he followed another cause, he finished up and he completed the entire east and the entire west. Now the north was left. So he reached a point between both the mountains. So he saw a mountain track between two mountains, and he saw beneath this track a people. They could scarcely understand any word. In other words, they were so far away from humanity, from human beings, that they could hardly express themselves. But however, they may have got an interpreter or someone that may interpret what's the problem that they are going through. So they communicated with Dhulqarnain, saying, "O Dhulqarnain, indeed the Ya'juj and Ma'juj do great mischief on the earth. Can we arrange for a collection for you in order that you may erect a barrier, a strong barrier between us and them? They come over on our side, invade, kill and steal. So can you construct a barrier between both these mountains that may be a protection for us?" So Dhulqarnain replied, "The power and the strength Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with is far better than the collection that you are talking about. All you need to do is assist me with labor and strength, that I may erect a strong barrier between you and them. So bring to me sheets of iron." Then at length, when he filled the space between both the steep mountain ends, he asked them, "Blow into your bellows," until he made it like a fire, red hot. Then he asked them, "Atuni ufrigh alayhi qitra," "Bring over to me the melted lead, that I may pour it over the space here that I have covered up, I have filled up, and to see that everything is properly sealed. Then I will pour this molten or melted lead over." فَمَسْطَاعُوا أَنْ يَزْهَرُوهُ, they were unable to scale over and unable to dig through it. And at length, then he announced that this is not of my doing. This is purely the mercy of my Rabb. And when the command of my Rabb comes to pass, he will crush this into powder. And the promise of my Rabb is true. It has to come to pass. May Allah give us tawfiq.